Descent from Jotham's ordered gates to Ahaz's shut doors. Judah unravels. The chronicler calls it Ma'al, covenant treachery. In his time of trouble, he became even more unfaithful to the Lord. The Chronicles 28:22, New International Version. He burns sons in Ben-Hinnom, the valley that later shades into Gehenna. Irony for the attentive. Nearby Ketef-Hinnom yielded silver amulets inscribed with the priestly blessing. Mercy etched near horror. History and theology. Pressed by Aram and Israel, Ahaz buys Assyrian rescue. Tiglath-Pileser III. And Ekhazibidenoetzi. Salvation by empire. He copies a Damascus altar and marginalizes the bronze altar, defying the single altar law, Deuteronomy 12, Tiam, Sef Tzikin 16, Isaiah 7. He closes the temple, yet multiplies street corner shrines. Liturgy always disciples a people. The chronicler's retribution rhythm is stark. Unfaithfulness breeds vulnerability. Mercy's interruption Oded halts a slave caravan. Samaritans feed, clothe, and escort captives to Jericho, an early good Samaritan prelude. Fitted Chronicles 28:9-15, Luke 10:25-37. Judgment does not silence surprise mercies, nor our hope for the king who reopens God's house. Cross-references. Leviticus 18:21, 16 of Chronicles 20:12, 2 Kings 16, Isaiah 7. Hymn. Depth of Mercy. Charles Wesley. Pray, Lord Jesus, keep me from Damascus-shaped solutions. In distress, turn me toward your altar. Open every shut door in my heart, and make me a giver of mercy. Amen.